Italian President Sergio Mattarella suggested that Italy and China have seen a broad range of exchanges since ancient times, as both of them have great civilizations and cultural powers. The two sides will see their diplomatic ties turned 50 next year. The president said the Chinese leader's visit will shed light on the future direction of the relationship.
I'm really delighted to have this opportunity to reciprocate President Xi's extraordinary reception that he reserved for me back in 2017. President Xi will visit Rome and Palermo and will meet with Italy's highest-ranking officials. This shows that our relationship is stable and built on mutual respect.
When it comes to trade and economic cooperation, Mattarella said that Italy and the wider European community should commit to engaging a dialogue with China.
Economic and trade relationships are the cornerstone of ties between China and Italy. The continuous growth in bilateral trade, cooperation, and investment between companies in our two countries shows our confidence in developing bilateral ties. For a long time, Italy has not only seen China as one of its most important trade partners, but also as an engine of international trade. Italy sticks to a real, open, and multilateral trading system.
Official data showed bilateral trade topped a record $54 billion in 2018, despite the slowing global economy. So far, over 1,600 Italian companies have invested in China. Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte suggested closer cooperation with China under the Belt and Road Initiative is in Italy's national interest and will create more opportunities for Italian companies.
Italy is located at the end of the ancient Silk Road. It would be strange if we didn't join this infrastructure program that is taking place in our neighborhood. We will boost our exports into an enormous market. Our business will get the chance to directly participate in new and significant infrastructure investments.
The Prime Minister has confirmed his participation in the second Belt and Road Forum for International Cooperation scheduled for next month in Beijing. Meanwhile, companies from his country have already booked around 7,000 square meters of exhibition space for the second China International Import Expo, which will be held in Shanghai in November. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.